Hi writers, Laura Purdy Salas here, and it is Friday, June 7th, 2019. And this week I have gotten back to writing. Yay! I've been doing, bits and pieces of writing and revision for the past several months, but this felt like my first week of really getting back to a couple hours a day of working on actual manuscripts. So that was super exciting. I spent most of my writing time was on a revision of Loons, which I finished and sent in. So this was a revision done based on feedback from the editor, and we are very close on the manuscript, and I think next up it's moving along to photo selection, because it's photo illustrated rather than an artist, drawing or painting. And then I'm sure there will be more revisions, but for right now, I am done with that. And I also had a revision to do of Maybe, which is a picture book that was on a topic invited by an editor. And so she had had it a few months, and I had followed up, and I got revision notes, and there were two or three specific passages that she wanted me to revise, and I did that, and it was so nice to just dive deep into a manuscript. And I wasn't 100% sure I was on the right track, but I liked where it was going, so I sent it back to her. And she let me know that she is going to be taking the manuscript to acquisitions next month. So the way it works at many publishers, not at all publishers, but generally speaking, an editor doesn't just read a manuscript, fall in love, and acquire it. Most of the time, a publisher has generally a monthly acquisitions meeting. And that acquisitions meeting has people from sales, from marketing, from promotion, from editorial, and I don't know, maybe the big higher-ups, like managing editors and stuff. And the editor, generally speaking, prepares a, kind of pitch and shares the manuscript, and then marketing and promotion and everybody weighs in on whether they think it's a good fit for that publisher and why or why not. So I have had, I think three, although it might be one more than that, manuscripts go to acquisitions at different publishers. So I can think of three for sure at three different publishers that an editor loved, took to acquisitions, but, it got shot down by marketing because they didn't think there was a big enough audience or didn't think they could sell it for whatever reason. So going to acquisitions is an awesome thing, but it is by no means a guarantee of a sale. And I don't know what the date is in July, so meanwhile, I will just be on pins and needles waiting to hear from her in July about whether it got the go-ahead or not. So I will be keeping my fingers crossed big time. The other little bit of not so much writing as thinking is with Clover. So Clover is a picture book that is coming out with Amazon/Two Lions. And I am going to see the editor of that book at ALA later this month at the American Library Association meeting. We're going to have breakfast together. And I want to have several pitches for other Clover stories. Clover is the main character. And, oftentimes an editor won't consider sequels or companion books until a book comes out and they see how it sells. So I have no idea whether she will be open to pitches. I also want to have, in addition to maybe three other Clover stories to pitch, I want to have at least three manuscripts unrelated to that to pitch to her. I'm very uncomfortable pitching, so we'll see whether I really do this or not. But to share with her and see if she's interested in reading any of those. So that's what I've been working on writing-wise. Speaking, I had a story time at a library in Pine Island, Minnesota, a couple nights ago, and I think it was the best library story time I've ever done. And I struggle with library story times because the age range is often younger than really the intended audience for my books. And, you know, you don't know whether two kids are going to show up or 40 kids. So unlike a school visit, which I'm very comfortable with, library story times intimidate me a little bit. And I've done a lot of them, and they generally go fine. But this one Wednesday, I decided not to use any tech. I often project, you know, the poem or story I'm reading so that the kids who are reading age can follow along. Everybody can see the art. I can say, okay, you're going to shout out the words in red, you know, and they can see the words in red. But often having that screen up there makes it less intimate. You know, it's usually a much smaller group than who I talk with on school visits. And in this story time, I sat in a chair, the kids sat on the floor, and I held up the book and I read to them. And I mean, we still did tons of interactive things, and sometimes we stood up, and other times we acted things out while we were sitting, and they became monkeys, and I, you know, tossed paper airplanes at them, and I was in my jammies and slippers because it was a sleepy time or sleepover story time with stuffed animals. And so what I did in the program really wasn't that different from what I usually do. I always go for very interactive story times. But the feeling of intimacy, I mean, it was almost like I was just reading to my own kids and being really silly and having a good time with them. And it just felt magical. I hope the kids enjoyed it as much as I did, but I felt like the kids and parents really liked it. So, fingers crossed. I sent off an evaluation to the librarian, so we'll see what she says. And then career stuff. So this past week, I did all my end of month records. So I evaluated how many things I submitted and got replies on in May. And, you know, I updated my mileage reports and did my status sheet for what things I want to accomplish in June. I updated my business plan. So, you know, I just have this whole set of records and reports that I do at the end of each month. So I did that. And also, because of some books I'm reading and things I'm listening to, I realized that I do not celebrate enough when I finish a project. Because I write a lot, and I write pretty quickly, and because I work on a number of projects at once, you know, I feel kind of like I'm always finishing something. And meanwhile, there's something else waiting for me to get to it. So I will breathe a sigh of relief, or I'll post online and, you know, yay, I got it done, I sent it off, and that's awesome. But I feel like I need a little more concrete of a celebration when I finish something big. And this spring was really challenging for me just in its busyness. So getting through spring was a huge success for me. And also the fact that two rhyming picture book manuscripts have gone off to editors this week and gotten great responses from them is huge. I've been working on Loons, you know, on and off all spring. And maybe the other one, I have also been, I worked on it mostly before spring, but I've been waiting to hear, you know. So that's big news, and I've decided I am taking the day off Monday, which I rarely do. So I'm figuring out what kind of fun plans or relaxing plans I want to make, just as kind of a concrete, you know, yay me. I reached some goals, and I'm going to acknowledge that and celebrate it. So I hope you're doing the same thing, and thank you to the patrons who make this weekly audio possible, and have a great writing week. Bye.